Number nine, public hearing on Bluefish. Chief?
Yes, good afternoon, Commissioners, members of the Commission.
Turnabout is fair play, as they say.
It is fair play, I agree. I told the Commissioner, just for one small story, that the oddest thing about this position is that I, for 19 years, I used to be able to walk next door and say, well, what do you think? And now I can't do that as frequently, so I have to think a little bit more on my own, but with staff's help, that has certainly been made a lot easier, and I think we have a great staff. Bluefish is a request for establishing the 2012 commercial quota. It is a slight increase from 2011. The 2012 quota is 1,225,649 pounds for the commercial fishery, and that's really the substance of the evaluation, and you have a regulation in the back of your evaluation, and you can see that on page, the first page at the bottom in paragraph A under section 30, the new quota is provided.
Thank you, Rob. Is there any questions of the Chief of the Fisheries Management Division?
I have one question, if I could, Commissioner.
Mr. Tanker.
And that is, the question I get asked all the time about bluefish, just so you can help me out here, what happened to the bluefish in the Chesapeake Bay? Where have they gone, Rob?
I looked at that a little bit, and before I answer, let me tell you how things have been. Things have been roughly in the 250,000 pounds commercially to about 700,000 in the last 10 years. When you look back into the 1973 to 1980 period, there were always about 3 million pounds of bluefish or more commercially, and that was before mandatory reporting, and there were a lot of big bluefish. And then you saw something in the 60s. It may be a combination of situations, but they definitely are if the stock assessment, which it does, indicates they are not overfished and not overfishing, and overfishing is not occurring, at the same time, the exploitation of bluefish is a reason why. It's just way down compared to what went on back in the 80s, for example. There were some assessments done probably back in the 90s. There was a federal and a state stock assessment done, and there were some thoughts that bluefish had moved far offshore, had a refugia sort of a scenario, and then later on bluefish were coast-wide looked to be somewhat overfishing occurring, and then lately it's been the last 5 years, I think, it's been the health has been good, it's just that they are at a different carrying capacity. We talk about carrying capacities with other species where we think more of our strategists, where carrying capacities can change relatively quickly depending on predator-prey relationships. Bluefish are a pretty good predator, so I don't think you can ascribe that to it. So we'll keep searching, and whoever goes to the next bluefish meeting should ask that question of the other states. But however, New York and North Carolina still have pretty strong fisheries, and we do transfer quota to both those states. So I didn't nail it this time, but next time around we'll have some more information.
Any other questions, Mr. Shea?
Well, I was just saying, isn't it also an issue with, there's only so much room in the bay, and with rockfish,
I think that's,
that's taking up.
You can't have it so much.
I mean, I don't know how much scientific evidence there is, but I imagine if the bay was cleaner, we probably would see more fish.
I think, yes, part of that, but I think what we could also say, we could probably make a list of everything that's changed since the 1980s, just in Virginia or coastwide, and certainly effort is another reason. You don't have the amount of effort, and also targeting. Bluefish isn't necessarily targeted as it once was either. So I think it's the combination of factors.
Mr. Palmer?
Two statements. Ed Brady, who found nets on the Eastern Shore, has been catching large bluefish in nets. you know, not any fantastic numbers, but every day he's catching a few, which he didn't last year. But the other thing is, in the 80s, didn't we have several purseine boats working in the bay targeting the large bluefish?
We had, they weren't purseines, they were
gill nets.
Yeah, where they would circle the entire school.
That, you know, had a lot to do with why the numbers were like they were.
Yeah, back in the early 80s. Came up from
they Texas, came up when with the when our numbers were high they
right.
came up
exactly.
and
right.
attacked them
Any other questions? This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make a comment? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move to adopt staff's recommendation for the bluefish quota.
Is there a second to the motion? Seconded by Mr. Tankard. Any discussion? Hearing none, ready to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries.